A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And you guys, we had to do a separate podcast for the premiere of Summer House.
Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Doesn't it just, I mean, I know I say this often, but it feels like a warm hug to have these people back on our screen. It's one of the most enjoyable shows on Bravo. And I feel like it gives me like that Miami vibe where it's like low stakes.
No, I feel like it's just a win because they're true friends outside of the show. This is why Vanderpump Rules was so successful for such a long time, because there's real fights. There's real moments of contention.
There's an off season that they're still all together in some capacity. Maybe they all don't hang out, but like Carl and Lindsay, obviously Kyle and Amanda, you know, Paige was there. Andrea, she hangs out with Ciara, like the whole thing.
They're all friends.
They're all connected.
Yeah, that's why it's so amazing.
And it's just, you know, it's like, and I think that it was really good to have Winter House as like that little amuse-bouche for us, just a taste. So we can meet Andy, because actually I felt Andy was very likable in this premiere.
He totally did a 180 for me, but it's because he's vying for Paige's heart.
Maybe like that's what he did. He's not a fuckboy anymore.
He's
at this
not.
Point.
He wants to be with Paige and he's trying to like prove himself. Like before, like last season, I specifically remember this. When Paige's dad showed up at her house to pick her up, she had to ask Andrea to help load the car. This season, Andrea
brought the luggage in.
Yeah. He immediately asked, can I help you? He's bringing her coffee, even gets in Ciara's coffee. You know, I am.
He was doing that at Winterhouse totally, too, but I feel like it's different intentions.
He wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about intent, you know?
He wants to bring the coffee now. Before he felt like he had to. He wants to now.
Like it's almost as if Paige has the power now.
Completely.
You know, I have to say though, like I was like, this is what I hate about, first off, this is one of the most attractive casts too. I think that's part of the reason I love it too, is like everybody is just so good looking on this show. Right. And then they're like, let's bring in two new people who are even more good looking than like before. Like we've got Maya. So Maya's newbie. She was billed as Sierra's friend in the car, but then is now Paige's friend. Did you notice that?
And no, maybe she was always Paige's friend.
Was it? Oh, I thought it said like Sierra's friend. And I was like,
but fact that you posted on Instagram today, which I did not know. Who was she engaged to?
I told you this before. Oh. She was engaged to Kwame from Top Chef. And then did you notice too, like in the egg scene at the end, she was like, I went to like school she went to cooking school.
Yeah. And well, her thing says like baker.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, like, I feel like they have the connection there. And then we have Alex
Alex eating 2 pounds of turkey first thing in the morning.
They're like, who's making tacos?
I mean, I guess that's like, if you want to look like that, that's how you eat. You eat like a machine. You eat for fuel, not for
taste.
I'm
worried though. I have to be honest though. After episode one, I'm like, he's getting the Amit edit. Remember when Amit was on this show, you guys? That's like season two or three, like season two, maybe. Like he was kind of just like a non-entity. He was there because they like needed another male body, but he wasn't really there. And I'm worried this is going to happen with Alex. Well, I feel like he's at a little bit of an outcast.
Yeah, I think it's hard to get into this group.
I agree.
Maybe Luke will bring him in. It will be interesting. Like, so when Craig and Austin come, is it just like for a weekend? Do they get like paid for that? I just have so many questions about that.
I feel like they come multiple. I think they come. I have to think they come multiple weekends.
Like I feel like I'm going to feel bad for Andrea. Andreas. What? Yeah. I feel like
just call him Andy. They call him Andy.
Okay, that will be easier. Andy.
Yeah. I just think like Austin. I feel like because of Winterhouse, like there's storylines that are unleft, you know, that we never closed on. So like Austin's coming, like I want Craig there, but honestly, any Austin, I don't need to hear him say he's going to eat Lindsay from front to back. I don't need that.
That's also just like really scandalous with the whole like Ciara thing.
Well, we just don't need it. Like, I don't need this love triangle again. I don't care because now it's like a power play on the other way, right? It was like Ciara had the upper hand in Winterhouse. Now Lindsay has it. It's like, I don't want it.
I like the girls having the power though.
I love that. But I over Austin.
Yeah.
I can't. And then I felt Luke's presence missing this episode. Like I need the full cast there. I need everybody there.
Do we think it's just like a COVID scare right now?
They said he's still in Minnesota. So maybe it could be.
Right.
But remember last season, it was a COVID scare too. And he was late.
Right.
Lukey, we need you back on. Listen, I just need hot men to stare at. And hot girls with their little cute little bodies and their cute little fashions. Everybody looks so cute at that dinner.
I'd love to see what Paige wears. I'm like, what's she going to come up with today?
Well, Paige is always in a set.
I love it.
Yeah. I thought
like those disco pants.
I mean, I really like those pants.
So fun. I could never wear those.
Yes, you could.
No.
Do you have a body? Then you can wear it. I'm just saying.
I like it.
Wear what you want. There's
okay.
This,
should we start at the top?
But I'm just going to go quickly off to the left turn. Okay. Sure. There's this TikToker and her name is Sammy Jeffcoat. Okay. And I want everybody to go look her up. I'm obsessed with her. She does like a get ready with me every day. So she like tells us what her outfits are. And her thing is always like, wear what you want, regardless of what people think. And I don't know what. And she's also like very hot and like gorgeous.
Inspiring
she loves a harness.
For you.
She loves a harness. I'm not what a harness girl.
What's a harness?
Like, have you ever seen like a harness, like where it's like a strap and then it like buckles under her boobs?
Like I'm thinking, like Mean Girls when she has to go to prom and she's in the head brace. It's not that. It's not that, is it?
Yeah, no, she's wearing a head brace for sure. Wear what you want. No, like I'll send you okay. one of her videos after.
Okay.
This. Okay. But let's go back. Let's go start from the beginning.
So we get like,
We're on top.
We get like a huge, you know, long preview for the season. Mm-hmm. And then it's like 2 months earlier and Amanda and Kyle are driving and I feel like Amanda's kind of pulling away. She's like, I already feel like we're married. Like, nothing's going to change. We're just having a wedding, basically.
There's a lot of off-season drama there. Like that, I feel, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they said they've been going to therapy. And
they need to go more.
Should we just drop the bomb that's at the end? That there's literally a contract that...
I was like, is this a friendship contract a la Nini and Cynthia? Like,
right.
Go ahead, tell the contract.
The contract is basically... If the wedding doesn't happen because Amanda calls it off because Kyle's getting so drunk that he will pay back every penny to the parent. I want to
see. Do you think it's notarized?
What's
the legitimacy?
I feel like it's like on their fridge, like with
a Google Doc.
I don't know. I mean that like she's literally brought in her parents to like have this discussion, but I'm like, are you having cold feet? Are you just not happy with Kyle? Because he can't get a hold of him.
We've said this before of like when they were like fighting in previous seasons, like they're so interconnected with every part of their life. They have this show. They live together. They have lover boy. Like their whole lives rely on the other one being present.
Right. And I feel like they probably felt like they had to go through with this wedding too for the show.
Maybe. But I feel like they could have. I mean, last season they did like that pretend wedding.
Right.
So I
want them to work.
It also makes me sad though, because it's like, we already know they're married. Like,
right.
The season ends on it. So like all of this stuff just feels like, oh, should we be privy to this? I mean, as a viewer, yes. But like right. In real life, like we know they get married.
Intense. It's intense.
Yeah. I love seeing Danielle and Lindsay. I love the three amigos of Carlito, Hub House, and Danielle. So yes. Danielle and Lindsay are going out together. You know, hey, everything's open.
Yeah, she's very much like establishing that she's dating Jason, but they're not exclusive. They've been hanging out, they're having fun, and she wants to live free or die trying.
Now, I also don't know if you noticed this too. They got on the freeway at one point. You guys, I was worried there was a car accident because Lindsay literally merges. She's in like an exit lane. These are like the small details. I cannot remember what happened overall, but the small right. details I can remember. She's in an exit lane, right? So it's one of those like exit onlys. And she just merges over. And thank God the car she almost ran into also decided to merge over. I was like,
could have been a collision.
Could have been. We might not have even had this summer.
Right. How many summers are left?
Also, it's 4th of July weekend. I just want to caveat that because I also feel that this makes sense of why they went, not only being night one, but also how hard they went.
Right. They can't help themselves.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think, as you recall from season one, the Hamptons like kind of were pissed, the Hamptons as a city were like pissed that Summer House was coming. Do you think they embrace the Summer House crowd now?
No, I think it's like also like how in Charleston, everyone's super annoyed of the cast and think they're douches. I think the people of the Hamptons think that as well.
Interesting. I was going to say, I feel like they embrace them now.
Oh, maybe.
Because I think they actually make it like, if I'm a viewer of this show, like how many times have we said like, we want to go to the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's like the younger crowd embrace them.
People don't want
people
to go to the Hamptons.
Yeah, maybe, you know, exclusivity.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Okay, maybe that's a poll question. Do people embrace, do you think the Hamptons embrace?
No.
Okay. No. Okay, then Paige and Sierra are in a car too. And I also like that they're chatting with each other. And then all of a sudden they like pan and you're like, oh, wait, there's someone in the backseat.
No idea there was another person in the backseat. And she's basically like, well, I know them like from drinking outside.
Yeah. Like, how else do you meet people in New York? I'm like, how else do you meet people in New York?
I know.
Great question. But I'm also laughing too, because I've decided I texted you this. You guys, I texted Mary as I was watching the episode. There were 60 texts unread from Mary. I was like,
did an emergency happen?
No, I just wanted to tell her my thoughts. But I've decided that Paige is very calculated when it comes to this show. What I mean is that we see the car scene. She's got rollers in her hair. They're in sweats. She's like, hey, Sarah, you and I will switch off. I'm going to drive. You do your makeup. You're going to switch. I'm going to take the rollers off, do my makeup. There's a full outfit change before they walked into the house. Like, it's very calculated the way she wants us to see her. Like,
also, she doesn't have a job. She does not work.
She takes photos for Instagram.
How come you couldn't get ready before the car ride? Like, I was like, what time of day is this? Why are they rushing around? Why are their curlers still in her hair? Why is she still not done her makeup? It's hard to do makeup in the car.
It is
very hard. Your eyeliner will not be straight.
Well, and then I laughed too, because I was like, oh, wait, I have this theory of why now Paige always wants to share a room. And I think it's because she's embarrassed that her parents will see, she'll do something stupid, like have sex on TV, and her parents will be really upset with her. So she purposely cock blocks herself.
I think that's actually super smart, to be honest.
I know. I was like, actually, now that I thought about it, I'm like, that's actually a really smart tactic.
Yeah. It is just the pantry. Just go into the pantry.
Yeah. Do you need to go anywhere that there's no cameras? You know, there's cameras in that pantry now.
So just maybe the bathroom's off limits. Which I was kind of sad about when that Kyle Amanda fight was happening, because we couldn't see inside. Mm-hmm. This is also what makes this show so amazing. Most of the scenes we are watching are
from like Arlo cameras in the sky.
Exactly. Like,
but what would make it more amazing, Mary? Live feeds.
I know. But it is. It's the only Bravo show that it's streaming.
Below Deck
all
sometimes
times.
Does it, right? Aren't there like Below Deck? Like
I mean, in the galley, I guess when they're changing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But either way,
not,
yes. But
not in the galley. I think in their rooms.
Yeah. But either way, you're like, there's always like in case there's too many people to follow.
They're also like, the moment when the three girls are in the bed together, like that was such a raw, real moment because there is no cameraman. They're not distracted by the person or camera woman, right? You know?
Yeah. Camera person.
Good camera person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So, Danielle and Lindsay arrive first and then, and they're already like running around for rooms. Like, so Ramona and Sonia of them, mm-hmm. but they didn't claim one yet. Mm-hmm. Carl comes in. I'm so proud of little Carlito here. By the way, he looks great.
I was trying. Okay. I was like looking at, you know, his flashbacks, like a side by side. I was like, did he get like his ears taped back or like,
we always thought
like
always
a nose job or something. Pinned. I mean, he looks amazing, or maybe it's just sobriety. I don't know.
It's just Carl 6.0 Pro Max X.
I love it. I think it's great. This is the best version thus far.
And I really think this is going to be a successful summer for him.
Well, he knows. He's like on his routine. He needs to go to AA every morning. He's going to be able to get his workout in.
Yep.
He likes that routine, that schedule, and he's living his best life.
I think he's living
his
most true.
You lose.
I feel like he's living his most true life finally. Yep. Like, this is his best version of himself, you know? Yeah. Okay. So then
the house is also just like incredible.
They upgrade like every season.
A lot of space. Remember last season, like the oven didn't even work.
Remember
like
the kitchen was on the highest floor.
It was so small. This is life of luxury.
I feel like they put demands out there. They're like, we will find the house. Okay. And then you guys just summer house, like production, you pay for it, but we are finding this house.
It's also super nice. I lost my train of thought.
Maybe room. Everybody gets a room.
I don't know. Darn it.
Okay. Sorry. The house is like, house is very nice, but it's also funny because like they all like kind of look the same. Like this house from the outside, from like the pool area.
I know what you mean.
I was like, wait, is this the house from last season? No, I know it's not because it's set up totally different, but.
I know what I was going to say. It's nice that they can leave the house.
Yeah.
Like it's not a quarantine house.
Right. Right.
Like they go out the first night. I mean, Carl even drives them. He's Carl Uber.
Carl Uber. Yeah. Yes. Carl Uber. I like that. Listen, and you just know already, like Kyle and Amanda come in. Kyle does not want, he's over planning for this wedding. You know, he's got lover boy. He is going to go big. He's going to blow off some steam. It's like,
It also feels very much like Amanda is like ready for the next phase of her life in terms of like,
She wants a house. She wants a kid. Buy a kid, get a house, as they said. Right. Like, she's like, I feel like for her, like, she's like, this show is great, but it's not everything. And Kyle's like, no, this is how we make our money. This show is a full season of advertisement for Loverboy.
Right.
And I don't think he can have this as his last season.
So then also he said that they're $4 million in debt. I think yeah, that was in the preview. Going to come out, which makes sense.
Is he $4 million in debt or does he just have loans out for $4 million? Like, I feel like there's like a difference of like,
debt, no. Yeah. I agree.
It sounds worse when you say $4 million in debt, right? You guys, I'm going to weirdly be a Kyle apologist, even though I know he's horrible. I'm just going to put it out there because I feel like people are going to be mad at me.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that fair to give a warning of?
He really is ready to go after it. Like, he is like, I'm going to unplug. I'm going to unwind. This is my summer. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
He's ready to blow off some steam.
Choo-choo, the train is leaving the station.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break and we'll...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditation. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way estrogen control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Be right back. Okay, so then, you know, we get updates. So Paige is like, Andre is the hottest person. You know, they had a hot and heavy romance. He said he wanted them to stop seeing other people. She basically said no because she's been hooking up with Craig for a couple of months and they're not exclusive either. I'm like, Paige, play the field. Okay.
I love that they openly, that was almost like a fourth wall moment. Like, I love that they just openly were like, I've been hooking up with Craig since May, but you know, we're not exclusive. And
like, we're just going like there. We're not going to play these games.
According to Andy, like, she almost ghosted him. It seems like they came back to the city, had like a hot and heavy, like week and a half, and then she just vanished.
Yeah. Well, maybe she went home to her parents' house. So she cock blocked herself again
to Southern Charm.
True that. She went to Charleston. Yeah. So Alex, we meet Alex, personal trainer. He's like a catch. So he's from New York, but he was born in Hong Kong, but his dad is Swiss. So he has dual citizenship in Switzerland, which, hello, I don't know about you guys, but like my goal is like in my partner, besides like, I guess being a good partner, is also dual citizenship.
I almost need to
90-day fiance myself.
Do like a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Or like, it was going to be, I did really want UK, but you know, Brexit stuff. But I mean, Alex, hi.
I mean, you know, really there's a lot of options out there.
Yeah. I like that he says too, they're like, oh, so are you like a ladies man? He's like, no. And I'm like, fucking liar. You don't look like that and say you're not a ladies man. Like,
no, I think he's like a dork though.
Do you think he's like a Luke?
I think he's a dork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we find out too, is that he had a 3-year relationship and it ended it was like a COVID breakup.
Yeah.
So everybody seems to be kind of on the prowl of the single peeps.
I mean, basically everyone is single, but Kymanda
and Danielle.
Oh, right. And I love Danielle. She's like, we basically moved in together right away. We've been dating a year. We've been living together for a year. He is the one. I want to be his wife. Like, she really is like let down all these walls.
I like knowing too that in real time that they're together, because you know when these people come on and they're like remember like Perry and Paige too, it was like they're hot and heavy and then they broke up, but it's like oh god, I get so nervous when they say things like this and they're and then we know how it ends.
They just moved into a new place in Brooklyn. They had trouble on their movie day. I watched all her stories about it.
They're actually in Aspen right now because he's open. I believe he's either doing a pop-up out there for the winter season, but she's gone too because we know all these things, but she quit her job
started
and
her
actually
own
doing
business.
A fashion tech company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good for, I love Robert. I thought the few scenes that we saw of him last summer, I mean, he cooked that entire meal for the wedding.
Yeah. I think we'll be able to see him.
Thank
soon.
God.
Yeah.
Cause we won't be seeing Jason.
No,
we'll get there. It's always like funny too, because I think it's funny when they like all get together, because you can tell some of them like see each other regularly, right? Like the lover boy crew, they all see each other, but then it's like, see, Paige sees Andrea, CR sees Carl. Like everyone's kind of like, wow, everybody looks great.
CR is like, Carl is looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is like, I forgot how good looking Andy is. Also, I think it's funny, like Andy basically can't leave the United States.
Yeah.
He's
well, this
stuck.
Worked out perfectly for him.
He is stuck. Once he goes, he can't come back.
Yeah. So he's like, I guess I'll just join this reality show and get paid for it instead. What an option.
What did you think of Paige's like black and white checkered outfit? This like gave me haunting dreams. Wait, remember
when did she wear black and white?
I mean, pink and white, white.
Wait, I tell you, she loves a set.
This gave me the like haunting dreams of remember
if you tell me
when
Hannah and
when Hannah, yes,
and Des came to come for the house.
It reminded me of a diaper.
I thought this was better.
This was better, but was I was just
fit.
Like, it kind of just gave me a haunting flashback.
I feel like Paige loves a picnic outfit like this. That check like always reminds me of picnic tables and like
it's very Hamptons. You could also probably wear it in Charleston. It's not like New
York
City.
Like that. I like when she buys outfits. It's for multi-city use.
And she honestly, she does. She says that on her Instagram.
Oh, does she?
And now that she's unblocked us, yeah, I watch.
Oh, good.
She'll be like, well, when I'm in Charleston, it's a little bit preppier. But like when I'm in the city. She'll literally be like, this is like a really great outfit to like wear to CVS. I'm like, what?
Okay. But tell me this, because I'm like one of these people, like when I go on a trip, I'm telling you now that I watch all these fashion bloggers on TikTok, I'm like, they all do that. They're like, so I have to run errands today. So I'm thinking this outfit, I'm like, so we're not putting leggings and a sweatshirt on. We have like leather pants, but we're going to wear Converse with it to dress it down. Like what? Like I'm lucky if I find the same. Like
so San Francisco. Give me that Patagonia vest and I'm good.
Okay. But tell me this though, when you go on a trip, like let's say you're like going on a weekend trip and you're going to go to Austin.
Sure.
Will you buy new clothes for your trip to Austin?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like okay. At least one new outfit to wear.
Yeah. Yes. I feel the same. Like if I'm going traveling somewhere, like I'll usually buy a couple of things.
Like, especially like if you're going to like Hawaii, like you got to get some Hawaii.
I literally got an entire
new
wardrobe. Not wear anything old when I went to Hawaii. I was like sponsored by Roxy and Billabong my entire trip. Sponsored by my own checking account.
Right.
I just want to clarify that. Now, if they want to give me a sponsorship, I'm down. I'll wear anything. But like, I always feel like for trips, I'll get something, but not for CVS. CVS is just a leggings. I'm lucky if I wash my face before I go to CVS.
Yeah, definitely brush that. You got to brush that teeth, the masks, but
I'll brush my teeth. I was like, my hair. I thought you were going to say brush your hair. I'm like, I haven't done that since like 1995. The room situation seems to work out easily. They all go find their rooms.
Of course, Kai Amanda get the master.
But I also feel like all the other rooms minus Andy's are like decently sized. And I've got to say, I love the decor of this house. Like all the bedding, I really enjoyed it. I'm like, oh, this like looks good.
Yeah. No, it's a great space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
So then everybody takes a shot. Because we're going to dinner now. Like you said, Carl's driving, another Uber. They go to dinner. So they're all like sitting there. I was laughing. So like Maya's like, hey, everyone as a new person, I would love to know everyone's like relationship status. And she like hints, oh, I was engaged for 5 years. And Amanda immediately like cuts her off. Is like, okay, I'm engaged. And then we have to talk about Kyle and Amanda. Did you notice that? Like she cut her off. And then Maya again had to, after that, say like, can I know everyone else's status? Like who's single here? Like not right. that she was annoyed, but I felt like Amanda.
And clearly this was very triggering for one person at the table.
And that would be Kyle.
Hub House.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the hair engagement was like triggering because Kyle was like, here we go. Like, can we stop talking about this? I'm over this. And they're like, you have a date. Like, it's okay. Like there's issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But well, then, okay. So basically then we also get this confessional from Danielle with like, Lindsay's going through a lot. Like there's more to come. And like we find out why she's so triggered in this moment. So basically she's like, they're like, oh, is Jason coming? And she's like, I told him not to come. They're like, is it because you don't like him or you just want to be single this weekend or
you just want to like have fun with your friends?
Right. And she's just like, yeah, kind of like both. And yeah. And then she literally like goes off on Carl. Like
Carl's like, I think Lindsay wants to just like come into the summer and try dating someone new. Like, I'm excited. She's like, yeah, thanks, Carl. Fuck you. It's like, wait, what? Like, I was like,
she's like, don't you ever yell at me. What the fuck, Carl? Why are you coming after me?
And all of them like, nobody's coming after you. Like, we just want to know like what's happening here. Like everyone's just like, okay, so should we go out?
Right. No, but this was like really confusing. And I was, so in this moment, I was like, is she mad that Carl's asking this because they've already like secretly hooked up once? And so
finger blasted.
Well, that was like my thinking. I was like, oh, is she upset because like her and Carl have been hooking up and he's kind of like, well, are you single? I don't know. Like maybe.
Yeah. Like maybe there's like some sort of ulterior motive to his question. I get that. Right.
And then let's just jump into that because then later in the episode, Carl comes, and then she's like crying on her bed. I'm like,
Carl and Lindsay come home early. Right. And yeah, Lindsay's taking a shower. She's just crying there, goes to bed. And like Carl comes in the next day to help her lace up her Vejas sneakers, which I don't know why that made me laugh. Like, hey, can you help me lace these?
Right.
And right. I'm also like, I just like so amazed because like these people handle hangovers like freaking champs. Like when I'm hungover, like you don't see me for 24 hours. I like cancel all plans. I close the windows. I blast my AC. I sit under like a weighted blanket and I just like.
They must be using morning recovery. That has to be it. Morning recovery, guys.
I mean, I did notice an Advil bottle sitting on her nightstand.
They probably get IVs.
To be honest. Maybe, but you know, Carl's like, so I just like want to apologize. Like, I feel like,
and I felt bad that Carl even felt like he had to apologize. I was like, you did nothing wrong. She got triggered.
Yeah. Like you were just asking a question and you know, he's like, I asked because like people care about you and they're curious of like what's going on in your relationship. And she's like, it's complicated. Like, remember how I told you, like my like hormones were messed up. I didn't know if it was from this vaccine or because I was pregnant. I was like, those are the two options.
Right.
Like, oh well, no.
And then, yeah. So she finds out she's pregnant. She goes in on a Monday. She's 6 weeks. Tuesday, she's miscarrying. And you know, like Wednesday is in the emergency room, like dealing with.
And like Carl, I feel like Carl came into that. I was like, okay, I was just coming to apologize. This is like, right. Oh my, like you could see he's like, oh my God, I feel so horrible. Like, did you tell Jason? And I really like that she like didn't try to, like, he was amazing. Like I told him, you know, I didn't want to talk about this in front of the table. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, are you okay? Like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, I didn't want to put that burden on you. You could really tell, like after this conversation, I was like, they're going to make it in a relationship. I was like, they are one. I think that they're a little bit of a like, trauma bonding in a sense of like these situations they share with each other. Two, I'm just like, they have, because Lindsay said she would have had that baby because she wants a family.
But well, like, and
Carl's
also
her person.
Last season, you know, I feel like she's had like a few pregnancy scares. So I'm guessing she doesn't take birth control. And I think she's just like, if it happens, it happens. And
maybe the birth control is condoms.
I don't know.
I know. I just felt like when they shared that, I was like, when she shared that with him, I was like, okay, that's very sad. I know. But like in the future of you guys being together, you're going to make it as long as you get through this summer and you're not triggered by things that happen with the other person. Because obviously we see like Lindsay with, you know, Austin and Carl's probably going to, like, there's going to be, you know, jealousy. Maybe if you guys can get through the summer, it's lasting.
I think they're going to be able to get through it. Maybe they won't watch this season as much.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're going to have little Carlitos.
We are so excited. This is like the couple.
Can I also say too, I texted you on Saturday. So if you guys watch SNL, it's like Mary said that Carlin Zoe reminds her of Carl Winslow from Family Matters. And then there was a sketch on Saturday Night Live about Family Matters and Carl Winslow was in it. And I was like, all right, like, how, why does this happen? I think
I have some psychic powers.
I think so too. And then, you know, after they're like, you know, they're great friendship, like moving on and they're like, okay, let's have a hug house.
I know. Aww. They're so cute. Yeah. I love this budding relationship.
Okay. So let's go back to going out.
Right.
So they go out. So yeah, they come home at 2 a.m. The rest of the group comes home like an hour later, basically. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They but also, how did Kyle get left behind? Why is he the only person out still? Why did nobody notice he wasn't in the car on the car ride home?
That's what I'm like. Did he say like, no, I'm going to stay? Like, I just can't see him. Amanda must have thought he was in the other car or something. Or maybe he was leaving with them, said he was getting in the other car and then went back in.
Like something.
I said I was going to defend Kyle and I'm sorry. I feel like it wasn't him cheating. I think his drinking and lover boy are so like intertwined that I really think he gets so fucked up because they said that there's lover boy there, right? Danielle stole a can from the bar as if they didn't have it at the house. That I'm like, I think he thinks in his head when he's partying with people drinking lover boy, that he is doing promotion for the company. He's quote unquote working. And he's like, I'm going to expense this tab. Like, this is a work trip. Like, I look at it like that. I don't think it's cheating. I think he doesn't know when a party ends. Like, he's like, he runs into somebody he knows.
Definitely that. But I mean,
but why doesn't he answer his phone? That's,
I think he just doesn't hear it.
Like, you don't think it's in his pocket that not vibrating?
Not like an Apple Watch. He doesn't have to wear the Apple Watch. You can feel it.
I don't know. He probably has like a Whoop.
What's that?
It's like just another like fitness thing.
Oh, okay.
But
my sister has that Aura ring.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's, you know, maybe he's got that kind of stuff, but it's
so
just
she calls
like,
him 27 times. I've been this girl.
Oh yeah. You I mean, this isn't her first season. This isn't the first season we've seen her do this either. So this is probably,
I mean, she has like another tactic. She's like, I am going to go put on the find my iPhone and set off an alarm. I was just like, what is going on?
But she snapped because she cannot. She's like, this is not the first time he's done this shit and not the first time he's done this recently, which is why the whole contract started.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, what the Kyle, come on. Like, at least be like, hey, I'm staying. But I think he's just so blacked out. He doesn't even know, which is not an excuse.
No,
it's not an excuse. But he also, for some reason, can't understand. Like, their issue is like, Kyle can't say like, hey, I'm doing work stuff, whatever. And he can't seem to think that, hey, maybe this is a trigger for Amanda because when I cheated on her, like, I have to be better about answering my phone or at least like giving.
Maybe you just shouldn't drink them.
True. Yeah, I guess
that's really like the hitting the nail on the head about the problem that you should know what you're doing at all times. I don't even think that he like wants to cheat on her or anything, but no, it's like, he'll make a poor choice because he doesn't know what's going on because he's so out of it. And she's like, my biggest fear is he doesn't know what's happening. So he does it.
But I love her snapping and going into that bathroom, taking all of his shit and breaking it, taking his luggage, throwing it out in the front door and like so hardcore locking that front door. He shouldn't be able to get in. Like, he was somehow pushed the door through, which I was like, guys, we should worry about the safety of this front door. Something's up with it.
He didn't notice his luggage though.
No, I did love when Carl was like the next morning, I was like, hey, Kyle, so I found your luggage outside and I brought it back in. And he's like, well, that's weird because I brought it in. Interesting how things happen. Like, he's just so pissed right now that all this shit is broken.
Because he doesn't want to deal with Amanda. Well, he's like, so
but again,
annoyed.
The way that he could have fixed all this besides not drinking anymore would be to communicate. And then
or
I'm
just
like,
go home when you
and then I'm
go
thinking,
home.
Okay, when she did find my iPhone, was his phone either one, dead, two,
then it would have been going straight to voicemail.
Well, maybe it died then, like when she went to go do that. Was it dead? Two, did it say he was at Southampton Social? Or three, did it say he was somewhere else? Or four, did she just not even get in?
Like, maybe I feel like that mission was aborted. I feel like it that she started on that mission, but that mission, maybe she couldn't, maybe he changed the password. I don't know.
Well, that's an issue too. But then it's like patients here are like, what the hell? Like, what is that? And they go, and this is why I'm like, okay, I love like these like friendships too, because it's like, you know, they're like, we're going to sleep in this bed with you. She's telling about the contract, like why she's so triggered.
Well, and that she literally a couple weeks ago had to go home in the middle of the night. Her mom called a car service because she couldn't find Kyle. And that's why they have this contract, basically.
Where do you, where do you think he was? Like, this is why I'm always like, okay, if you have the Find My iPhone, like, is it saying he's somewhere and you don't want to accept that he's doing dumb shit? Like, because maybe he is. I of the ilk that he is not cheating and he's just quote unquote working, aka getting even more fucked up. But, or is she finding out that is cheating and he's somewhere he shouldn't be? And
then I think if he cheated, she'd be done.
I hope so.
No, I really do. Okay. I really do.
So then I laugh though, because he comes home at 4 a.m. The like cookie scene.
Yeah.
And then like drunk Kyle still makes me laugh when he does these things, you know, like we are doing the best we can, even though I haven't had a chance to work out, man. Like these things that he does. And then with the cookies.
He is like so strict with his eating during the week. And then he gets drunk and really lets down his guard. And he's like, I'm a cookie monster.
Well, the chips were apparently not around. I feel like he always goes for the chips. So then he walks into his room, sees the girl. And he's like, what the?
Was that like the best thing to come into or the worst?
No. Or was he like
was that like a fantasy?
Like, did he think like, dream? Is this my room?
Yeah.
He's like, he goes into the bathroom and then the girls all wake up and all sprint out the room and he comes back. I want him to be like, this is a magic trick.
I thought he was so confused. Like, yeah. What happened? Wait, where did they go? Did I imagine that?
Yeah.
Were they really in here?
Oh God. Is that my Siri? Sorry.
Okay. So
Amanda goes into what's going to be Luke's room, the spare room. And Sierra and Paige go back to the room and they're like, they have serious issues. Kyle is pissed because his shit is broken. And he's like, I'm not the one hiring a fucking therapist. And I'm like, oh God, like we are going to come to blows multiple times over this season.
Sierra said it. She's like, is this red flag with fireworks?
Yeah, like, that red flag has fireworks on, like coming from it. It's just, I also love too that all the boys just really love to just wear their underwears. Like I feel like Kyle's in his underwear.
Kyle's Andreas and his walking around. He's getting his suitcase. It's falling out. You noticed what a great packer he was.
I was thinking he really managed to pack a lot of stuff in that suitcase. Right. Like I'm impressed. Like I thought he had a little when he packed, I was like, man, that's not a lot for whatever. And then that suitcase opened up. And I was like, he's got like 50 shirts in there.
It is kind of nice though, that they can go, they're going to go to and from the city. I feel like,
yeah. Do you think we'll get more city life? You always say we need more city life.
I think we're going to, I feel like also though, like some of them are going to stay longer, like during the week, some like people Paige. Might go back. Yeah.
Didn't, cause wasn't that the previous season too, that Paige and Hannah would stay there a little bit longer, not in season 5, but in season 4.
I mean, I just feel like it's so interesting now with people's jobs because you can really work anywhere. Like before, true. Like they had to like go back to get to work in the city. So
yeah,
they'll do it all. But then, oh my God, the fucking gaslighting of Kyle to Amanda. Like, he's like, why are you making this such a thing? Like, you broke all my shit. She's like, where the fuck were you? How fucked up were you? This is night one. You're turning this all on me. He's like, why is my shit everywhere? It's like,
he's just so defensive, because this is why I'm also like, okay, maybe Kyle really thought he was working, because in his head, I feel like he's like, I was working. We're like, we really got to put a definition on what work is. Like, I could just see him snapping like that. Like, you get on me because I don't answer. I'm literally promoting the brand. Like our revenue stream, you want a house, you want a kid. Like our revenue stream relies on me getting fucked up and promoting Loverboy.
He's like, I had fun. I mean, the whole season looks so freaking amazing, you guys. It was a delight. And I like what you said, like low risk. It's like,
yeah. We did get a to be continued though, which is like the only thing. It's like, okay, I know, but we'll probably come back to this bed scene. I get it, but we don't
know
need
exactly
it.
What a TBC is now, guys.
We it's don't the exact need it. We moment. Know we're it's coming back next week.
But we're coming back to the bathroom.
I know, but to the bedroom, they're just in bed. You know, it's just, I feel like very much, I'm like, one, welcome back. this is great. I love all of these people. Like,
this must be so hard for them to rewatch.
Agree. And it's like, just, and I always like wondered, because you know, they always do those interviews after the fact too.
Yeah.
And I feel like we didn't really get any interviews from Kyle and Amanda about this situation.
Oh, good point.
Do you recall seeing like really any talking head like interviews about this?
I don't know. No,
I don't.
But also, is Jason going to be on camera this summer? Was he in any preview? I don't
remember seeing him. I feel like he will not.
Yeah. Do you think like they'll like, I mean, maybe they were like,
I feel like Lindsay's going to tell the house at some point. And I think she's going to tell him that she told the house, and he's not going to want to come on camera because he doesn't want to have to discuss it, which makes sense. Like, no, do you think he'll show up?
No, I don't think he was in any of the previews. That's why I'm saying this.
No, I agree.
I think she's also going to be like, well, I kind of like figured out he wasn't my person.
Yeah.
From all of this.
Somehow Austin might be.
I just cannot believe Huff House does that though to Sierra. I think that's fucked up.
Well, I feel like it's all Austin though. Him saying, we're not anything. No, it's not exclusive. No, we just made it out in the pool. It's no big deal. I'm
How
Austin.
How many days are they going to come?
I want Craig to come for multiple, but I think Austin could stay at home.
Are they doing Winter House?
They got it, right? Like they have to be gearing up for Winter House. Winter House last year was like February, March. So right. I think, and I feel like there was a good, you tell me, but I mean, obviously we loved it, but I think that there was a good reception of Winter House. I mean, when that finale happened,
Summer
we
House
like,
is
wait,
better. Summer House is better.
Of course. Winter House was only a 2-week thing. Summer House, at least we get the whole summer.
I can't imagine like Craig and Paige like sharing a room for a long period of time. Like their relationship is kind of nice. Like they live in separate places. They come long and distance. Visit. It's like vacation mode. Mm-hmm. It's not like real life.
I mean, that's what happened with COVID of a lot of breakups is like people were doing like long distance and then all of a sudden they were like quarantined together and they're like, wait, I actually don't like you.
I'm good. Yeah. We're good apart.
But separate, I gotta say,
but not together.
They were here. I loved it. I loved Summer House. I'm so glad it's back. It's just like, and thank God that we're having it on a Monday too.
I'm
starting
that.
My week off with Summer House.
Strong.
You know, like, so yeah. Everyone says you have a case of the Mondays, but you end it with Summer House. And so you start, it's going to be a good rest of your week.
Yeah. And then, I mean, so much to look forward to. We have Jersey upon us and SLC is still holding strong and Orange County is as well. It's good.
We're in a good time of Bravo. We're in a good time. Anything else you need to mention?
No, I'm team Amanda.
I want to say I'm defending Kyle, but I'm not on team Kyle. Like, I don't think it's cheating as much as I think he thinks he's working.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Do we think we're going to get a lot of,
I think he's a gaslighter. Yes. He really put a bad taste in my mouth this week.
Yeah. But I also like, because they're married, it's like, it doesn't matter, but I'm like,
I know it's so weird.
Like, I just want Amanda to feel equal. In this whole thing. And so, you know, I assume they'll work it out because they've gotten married and we will see the wedding. I always love too when the previews are like, they're like, if anybody has anything to say at this wedding, and then they're like, let's flash back to all the fights. I'm like, but we know it happens.
Wait, what if March Madness, the top two are Craigie and Andy? And then people feel so bad for Andy because we're going to be watching this in real time that Andy wins and Carl and
Craig is a bridesmaid again.
Yes.
Oh man. I mean, I gotta say, I was like, there's no way. Somebody said like Andy for March Madness. I was like, after Winter House, there's no way. But he had a strong first episode. And we see him cry in the previews over it. Mary.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Craig, you better.
If he has a good season,
Craig better Craig campaign better this out. Year.
Yeah,
because it's an honor to be the winner. It's life changing. You could put it on your resume.
Andy himself said it. What? Congratulations, Carl. You are the two Gen Z girls' hottest man in Bravo.
Andy Cohen. I thought you met Andy from Winter House. I was like, when did he say that? Sorry. Yeah, I mean, it's a big. Oh man.
Yeah.
Let's leave it on that note.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hey, Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Piece with an A, B-I, and then Piece with an I. Thank you so much.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.